War in Iraq forces Christmas celebrations underground. It's Christmas Day and there's a special party in Haiti, and believers are encouraged toward a new diet in 2007. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraqi Christians are refraining from public Christmas celebrations due to the increasingly grave security situation. Words of host Lee DeYoung.
It seems likely, too, that as there are militants there willing to blow themselves up and to engage in jihad, that some of them, when they identify active Christians, pastors or elders, also pay particular attention to intimidate and stop their activities as well.
This year's been the worst since the war began. Church bombings, car bombings, kidnappings, and killings have become commonplace. The effect on evangelistic work?
The number of Christians there has decreased. Many who had options to go to other places have left or gone underground. And so, in general, the attendance at churches, which had been functioning above ground and openly before, seems to have diminished in most cases.
Meanwhile, Sat7's David Harder says, despite the unrest in the Middle East, they're looking forward to growth that could take the hope of Christ further into the Persian world.
What's happening is Sat7 is really becoming a network. Now we're splitting into two channels that has one Sat7 Arabic 24-hour channel, then Sat7 Pars, which is our Farsi or Persian language service that also includes some Turkish. And in the future, in 2007, we hope to have a third channel in the Arabic for kids.
He urges people to pray for peace in the region, not only for the people, but also for the sake of local ministries like Sat7 that are being affected. Harder says the launch of Sat7 Pars was successful, but the work is just beginning.
Over the long term, what the challenges will be to continue to create programs, to have the funding, and to create more programs within Iran. We're very excited that we do have programs. We have music videos. We have teaching programs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. For Haiti with Love is marking 18 years of tradition today. The agency hosts an annual Christmas party for poverty-stricken children and their parents in northern Haiti. For months, the teams have been moving toys, gifts, party supplies, food, and medicine in preparation for their party in Cap Haitien. Today, over 500 attendees are expected to show up in their best clothes, excited over the festivities. They eat a hearty meal followed by gifts and a program presenting the gospel. Meanwhile, there's a saying that goes, familiarity breeds contempt. It refers to something that's so common it gets taken for granted. Well, in this case, for many North American believers, it's the Bible. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says sometimes scarcity places a higher value on Scripture.
We receive thousands of requests from Africa. People are begging for Bibles. They say, we can't live without it. It is our food. You know, I must have it. Please give me a Bible. And here in America, you know, you could buy one at the dime store and people have multiple copies and they don't bother to open them.
Hawkins says they're encouraging people to commit to reading the whole Bible in 2007. Why?
We had one pastor write and say, a man started tithing and I wasn't preaching on tithing. And he said, well, I read it in the Bible. People's lives are going to change because their hearts are going to change because the Spirit is giving free rein. It's living. It actually is living. If people would just pay attention to it and get into it, they would hear God's voice speaking directly to them.
And Grace Ministries International is asking for prayer for their missionary team in Zambia. Carl Moyer is preaching the word at an English-speaking Christmas service at Grace Church. The team hopes that the services will bring people who will not only hear the gospel, but that some would believe in Christ and his redemption. Many people in the community are showing openness to the message. Grace Church's vision in Zambia is to start an outreach in a new country every year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Bliss, Faith McGuire, Lori Link, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Christ of Christmas bless you and keep you this Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder.